Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 28th. The grains look to start the week lower here today. We had corn down 10 and 3 quarter cents overnight at 743 and a quarter. May wheat down 40 and a quarter cents at 1062. And May beans down 20 cents at 1690 and a quarter. Obviously, this week we have the report on Thursday. It's going to be the acreage report plus the quarterly stocks numbers. The acreage numbers, we're looking for probably a million and a half less corn acres, a million and a half more bean acres. Wheat acres should be up as well. Funds are currently long an awful lot of corn, 371,000 contracts of corn. They're long 165 beans, 107 meal, 86,000 oil. The wheat, they're only long about 13,000 wheat there. Now, the stocks numbers are looking for a higher corn number, a higher bean number than a year ago, and wheat a little bit lower than a year ago. This week we've got cold weather, which will slow down planting some degree. We're going to be a good 10 degrees below normal this week around Chicago. We have one warm day midweek with a lot of rain. But next week we'll look to warm up more toward the 50s, which is much more normal weather. So we really don't anticipate too many planting delays. Right now we've got, you know, the average planting dates, starting dates, for corn comes in around the first week, you know, April 7th to the 15th. So I think we're going to be okay there. We still have plenty of time, obviously, to get the corn in the ground. We really haven't even started, except in the deep south, and that's going pretty well from what I hear. I think one of the reasons we're lower here today is we've got crude oil down 742, almost on its lows right now. I think that's a result of Russia maybe backing away here. Apparently, they're going to float an idea that the Donbas region, which is already a Russian stronghold, could come under Russian control, and maybe some kind of referendum in the area to see if they want to be with Russia or with Ukraine. It may be one way to end this problem out here, but I don't think the Ukrainians are too happy about giving away any acres to Russia here. Now, they are talking that Ukraine could get 50% of their corn planted here this spring, which is certainly a dramatic improvement for what they were guessing 3 weeks ago when it was virtually zero. But we have to remember, even if they do get their crops planted, to get them out of the field, to get them to any kind of port or any kind of market is going to be very tough out here. So, but, you know, one way or another, those crops will make their way into hungry mouths. We did have some export sales to start the week, 132 old crop beans to China, 77 old crop to unknown, and 51 new crop to unknown. So obviously with the report on Thursday, if crude oil continues to move lower, that's going to push on this market. Tonight we're going to get the inspections reports. I think they're going to be a little bit on the low side. Tonight we'll get crop progress on the wheat. It should show improvements in the southern states. They've had some pretty good rains there. I think we're going to get the first national ranking out here. And it's going to be on the low side, but it's nothing that the trade isn't looking for. So a lot going on this week. Most importantly, the report on Thursday. And if there's any changes in the war footing in Ukraine, if the Russians do pull back, that certainly wouldn't be friendly for the grain markets. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.